Howdy, I'm your host Colton Becker, and on today's episode, we talk football! Today, I'll dive into the NFL mock draft, the top five pick predictions, including where Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May will go, any teams that may trade up, and playoff predictions. So, as we know, the NFL draft is now less than a month away. Here's who holds the top five draft picks. At one is the Chicago Bears. At two is the Washington Commanders. At three is the New England Patriots. At four is the Arizona Cardinals. And at five is the Los Angeles Chargers. Keep in mind, though, that the Minnesota Vikings hold the 11th overall pick. The Denver Broncos hold the 12th overall pick. And the Las Vegas Raiders hold the 13th overall pick. So I ask my dear friend Connor his predictions.
The Chicago Bears are going to take Caleb Williams, number one overall in the draft. It's been very obvious that this is going to happen. Chicago has made that trade to get rid of Justin Fields to make room for Caleb in Chicago. And I also think that, you know, it's been unanimous since last year when Caleb lifted that Heisman in New York City. That's where he's going. I have the Commanders staying at number two, taking Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels winning that Heisman really helped solidify him as a top pick in this year's draft. I do not see Washington taking a shot on Drake May just because I do not see them going for another UNC quarterback like Sam Howell. And I think that they, with this new ownership group, they want to completely, you know, blow it up, restart their culture and everything.
Who do you have at three?
At number three, I have Drake May going third overall. He just feels like a natural fit in New England. I don't know what it is, but he just fits like the Patriots way. But I just feel like Drake May, he's always been a, you know, unanimous top five in mock drafts since like last year. So I don't see that changing.
Who do you have at four?
At four, I have the Arizona Cardinals trading their pick with the Minnesota Vikings. I see, you know, the Vikings made that trade with the Texans to get extra draft capital, and they are prepping themselves. They also have Justin Jefferson on that team, who he has been great, and they need him to, like, be happy and stay in the area of playoff contention. And they desperately need a quarterback.
You have five.
At five, I have the Chargers staying there and taking Marvin Harrison Jr. The hype with him has been there, but I can also see 100% them getting Malik Nabers as well.
According to ESPN.com stats, last season Caleb Williams threw for 3,633 yards, had 30 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He had a QBR of 82.5, and keep in mind he was a Heisman Trophy winner 2 years ago. Jaden Daniels this past season threw 3,812 yards, had 40 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He had a 95.6 QBR, and he was last season's Heisman Trophy winner. Drake May, this past season, he had 3,608 throwing yards, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and a QBR of 79.3. So what quarterback will go first overall and succeed the most? Out of the three, I like Jaden Daniels to be the most successful. I think he's mobile. I think he can scramble well. I think he's got great accuracy, and he's one of the fastest quarterbacks. Don't be surprised if J.J. McCarthy sneaks in as a top 4 or 5 pick. I wouldn't sleep on Bo Nix either. I think it's possible that J.J. McCarthy could go to Minnesota, and I think it's possible that Bo Nix could go to Denver. But all these quarterbacks are talented, and anything can happen. Here are my top 5 NFL mock draft predictions. At 1, I like Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears. That's going to be interesting after they lost Justin Fields. At 2, I like quarterback Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders. And at 3, I like Drake May going to the New England Patriots. The Patriots have had quarterback problems. They're looking for their next quarterback. And at 4 and 5, this should be interesting because teams may trade up for another quarterback, but who knows. But I like wide receiver Marvin Harrison going to the Arizona Cardinals. And at 5, wide receiver Malik Nabers going to the Los Angeles Chargers. It will be interesting to see what happens in Detroit April 25th through 27th. Coming up, me and Connor will discuss season stats and predictions on Talking Ball with Colton Becker. Find Talking Ball with Colton Becker on your favorite podcast app. Colton has you covered on all things sports, so make sure to like, subscribe, and stay tuned for the latest episode. We're going to transition to season stats and early playoff predictions. First off, I'll start with who will be MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. Last season in the NFL Honors, the MVP was Lamar Jackson, the Offensive Player of the Year was Christian McCaffrey, and the Defensive Player of the Year was Myles Garrett. Last season, Lamar Jackson had 3,678 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Christian McCaffrey had 1,459 rushing yards, averaged 5.4 yards a carry, and had 14 touchdowns. And Myles Garrett, he played in 16 games last season, had 33 tackles, 9 assists, and 14 sacks. So Connor, I'll start with, is Lamar the front runner?
I'd say opening up that he is the front runner. Just because of the way that they play offense, and especially like with the addition of Derrick Henry too, like there's going to be a lot more of like attention off of him, which is going to open him up a little bit. Last year, especially with the early loss of J.K. Dobbins, they had to rely on Lamar for the run game. And I just feel like Lamar is going to be a strong candidate to repeat. But I also feel like I can easily see one of the newer quarterbacks, kind of like with this new generation of quarterbacks, kind of taking over the league.
If it's not Lamar, who do you think it may be that's right behind him?
I would say probably CJ. I could see Burrow having a massive bounce back year. It's just all about, obviously, I think the schedules just of how things shake out as well. And like, it really is very hard to predict because we have a lot of good players.
You think Mahomes or Dak Prescott may be able to?
Mahomes, it's not the fact that he's not unbelievably talented. It's the fact that especially like just his weapons. Does he have the weapons? Do the Chiefs go out and get one? It's definitely going to be, he's going to have to ride Travis Kelce probably.
Who can outrush McCaffrey? So as we know, Derrick Henry went to the Ravens. Barkley went to the Eagles. We have Chubb coming back from injury. Cook from the Bills. Who do you think can outrush McCaffrey this year, if anybody?
No one's outrushing McCaffrey. I don't know what he has found. But he has found the secret to not aging as a running back. Like, even Derrick Henry, he's dropped off a little bit. And I feel like the offense in Baltimore is definitely going to help him out with that. But I just don't see anyone outrushing McCaffrey.
I agree. So who's going to be the next Defensive Player of the Year? We have T.J. Watt on the Steelers. Will Anderson, he was a rookie last year with the Texans. Micah Parsons, huge guy with the Cowboys. Max Crosby with the Raiders. Who do you got?
It is very hard, I think, for just the amount of great defensive players we have in the league. I always am going to put T.J. and Myles Garrett up there just because they always finish top in the voting in that. But I definitely think this is the year that we could see, like, once again, kind of the younger generation of players breaking out. I could see Will Anderson definitely having a lot better of a year now that the Texans have, you know, Danielle Hunter on the other end. He's no longer solely like the main threat on the defensive side of the ball. It's really hard to tell. Micah Parsons, I just don't know. He himself might have a great year. I'm just thinking about what the Cowboys are losing defensively. And I don't know if that is going to, like, have anything to deal with it. But I probably, like, I hate saying this, but I think there are, like, very strong possibilities of the Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year both repeat.
It's that time of year where we make preseason predictions on who will make the playoffs in the AFC and NFC. These are my predictions. At the number one overall seed, I like the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens have Lamar Jackson as quarterback, and he was the MVP last year, and they just added Derrick Henry, and their run game was not strong. So I really like the Baltimore Ravens to be the number one overall seed and hold home field advantage throughout all of the playoffs. At the number two spot, I like the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a lot of weapons, he has number 87, Travis Kelce, and you can't count those two out at Arrowhead Stadium. Somehow, some way, they're going to find a way. At number three, I like the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans have C.J. Stroud. He was a rookie quarterback last year, and he had one of the best seasons out of any quarterback last year. He has a lot of weapons. Nico Collins, he has Tank Dell, and he has Dalton Schultz. It's going to be a great year for the Texans. At number four overall, I like the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have Tua Tagovailoa, who's gotten a little bit of hate over the last couple of seasons because of how he's played and his injuries. But I really like them to do good this year. I like them winning the division. They have Tyreek Hill. They have Jaylen Waddle. I really like that team. At number five, I like Buffalo Bills. I think that Josh Allen is going to have another great season, but every year, somehow, some way, he falls short in the divisional round or AFC championship game. And somehow, some way, they're going to find their way in the playoffs, but they're going to have to find a way to win. At number six, I like the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow's coming off an injury, and he's got his top weapon, Ja'Marr Chase, that's healthy. It's going to be a great year for them, and they could make a deep run. And at number seven, I have the New York Jets. A lot of people are not predicting the Jets in. Aaron Rodgers, who's the quarterback now, he has a chance to bring this team all the way to the Super Bowl.
So, Connor, who do you got in the AFC?
So, you're really not that different starting out. Number one seed, Baltimore Ravens. I know they lost a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, but still, just with what they added offensively, just imagining RPOs with Lamar and Derrick Henry is just insane that the league's going to have to deal with that. At the number two seed, I have the Texans at the number two spot. I'm very high on what we can do offensively.
Texans have never been a one seed.
Never been a one seed, yep. I just love what we brought in on the offense side of the ball and defensive. This is just pre-draft and like, we're not even done free agency-wise. Who knows what Caserio does. At the number three spot, I have the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, that offense, man, is fun to watch. They're built very well for the regular season. Who knows if all that speed can translate into the playoffs. But A-Chain's going to have another, breakout year. Hopefully he can stay healthy. You got Tyreek, all of the weapons. And all Tua needs to do is just be all right.
Jaylen Waddle.
Then Waddle. It's going to be crazy. In the fourth spot, I have the Chiefs winning their division, but I feel like it is another, I'm not as high on the Chiefs. I feel like it's going to be a repeat of this year. The Chiefs are going to win their division, but they are going to slip up along the way. And just because Mahomes, the weapons he has, they're not where they need to be. They lost Snead. They lost a lot of people.
They lost MVS.
Yeah, MVS, which he wasn't even he's a good wide receiver 3/2.
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. And then just the receivers that they have are just not where they need to be. He has one of the worst receiving corps in the league, especially now that Rashee Rice, however, with what happens with that situation.
Should be interesting.
Should be very interesting with how Mahomes deals with that. Coming in the fourth spot. Fifth spot. I got Buffalo Bills. You just can't count out Josh Allen. I can definitely see the Bills still continuing to be relevant. And I feel like it's going to be another year where they give the Dolphins competition. I have the Cincinnati Bengals just being in it at six.
How can you count them out?
Yeah, you really can't. As long as you keep Burrow and Chase together still, and they
have no T. Higgins, though.
No T. Higgins, but they have, that is good enough to me. I just don't feel like you can count Cincinnati out. The last spot I'm really, torn in between. I feel like Jacksonville, the Colts, and, once again, the Jets can all contend for that spot.
So who do you like taking that last spot?
I'd probably lean towards the Jets.
As a 7 seed?
Yeah, I'd probably lean towards the Jets.
These are my predictions for the NFC. Number one overall, I like the 49ers. I love Brock Purdy. I'm a Purdy fan. Mr. Irrelevant. I think they get back to the NFC Championship game too. They have home field advantage, and that's going to help them throughout all of the playoffs. And they have a lot of weapons. Number two overall, I like the Detroit Lions. I love Dan Campbell's team. And Jared Goff is going to have another great year. He just can't throw interceptions. At three, I like the Philadelphia Eagles. They just added Saquon Barkley, and they have Jalen Hurts, who runs the ball and passes pretty good. So I like the Eagles at three. At four, I do like the Saints. A lot of people don't really count the Saints in it, But I like Derek Carr to have a good year. A lot of people sleep on Derek Carr, even though he throws a lot of interceptions. At five, I like the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys don't have a lot of weapons. They lost a lot of people on the offseason. They're somehow, someway going to find a way to get in it. At six, I like the Green Bay Packers. They had a great year last year. They played the 49ers in the divisional round game. Jordan Love was showing that he's got it. And at seven, I like the Seattle Seahawks. I like Geno Smith to get them back to the playoffs.
Okay. I have the number one spot, San Francisco. It's just, you can't, like, I mean, quarterback question aside with how people think Purdy is, that team has so much talent on it, it's going to be, like, they're going to be an issue. I have them at number one. I have Philly at number two. I think that their division is going to be a lot easier. The Cowboys got worse. The Giants got worse. And the Commanders, who knows? I feel like they might, like, depending on how Jaden Daniels does, might make that interesting. I don't know.
Giants lost Saquon Barkley. Yep. Commanders are getting a new quarterback, new coach.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I have Detroit in at three. That division, I feel like Green Bay could easily give them a run for their money. But just off of, you know, experience and how much further along the process Detroit is, I put them at three. In that four spot, the Atlanta Falcons.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins coming in. He is very, I would say, like, he's a top 10 NFL quarterback, and he's a very regular season guy. They have good weapons over in place in Atlanta. They got, obviously, Bijan at running back. I'm just trying to think of their receiver. Oh, Drake London.
Kyle Pitts.
I just feel like they're going to make that work over there, and they're gonna win that division, which I think is a very easy division to win. I have the top wild card spot right now going to Green Bay. Like I said, Green Bay is going to give Detroit kind of a run for their money in that division. Followed up, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mike Evans is back.
Whatever Baker Mayfield found towards the end of last year is very interesting. Obviously, I don't think they are a Super Bowl contention team, but I feel like they are going to be all right. They play in a very easier division. And then coming in, grabbing the last spot, the Dallas Cowboys.
So that's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening. Connor did have J.J. McCarthy going to Minnesota, but it was cut out on accident. In our next episode, I sit down with my friend Luke White and talk about the MLB and our work experience together. Make sure to join us. You won't want to miss what's coming up on Talking Ball with Colton Becker.